This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks so much for hanging out. WEEI's KJ, 617-779-7937. Text line 37937. Still to come in Make Money Money. I have a same game parlay. 300-1 odds. And it's only five legs. Same game. That's coming in 25 minutes here. WEEI. All right, 617-779-7937. If you unload Devers, you would then you're admitting that you're completely rebuilding the team, and that probably also means that you're going to hold on to more of your minor league guys. I think Breslow is at a point where, okay, the Portland guys were better than the Worcester guys, and some of the Worcester guys are just not major league material. They're not. Bobby Dalbec is now finally gone. Look, wished him the best. Everybody thought like, oh, man, bro, stay on the couch as long as you need to. Those 20 home runs? Then it was just like, okay, when are you going to start paying rent? Okay, you have any other friends you can stay with? Okay, will somebody else be willing? Are you thinking about moving to another city? You know, so I think Bobby Dalbec is one of those guys that probably needs to be with one of these kind of barely major league playing teams and at least get the reps in that he needs to get. Like, you can be an 120 strikeout guy in what was Oakland, now in the Sacramento A's. You know, you might be able to refine yourself there. And I don't think anybody would be anything than happier for you here in New England. No one's saying, look, you know, you ruined what we were supposed to have. Because keep in mind, he was a third baseman. Try to change him to first. Maybe that affected a little bit of, you know, at the plate, you know, knowing that, okay, I sniff third once a blue moon. I'm not really a first baseman. Or, I mean, he did okay over there. It wasn't the worst that you've ever seen. But Cassis is a natural first baseman, and he's still learning some things. But, yeah, I don't know if you get rid of Devers. If anything, maybe you look at moving Devers to first. I mentioned here on WEEI on the KJ and Lyon show that if you remember when the whole thing about what were they going to pay Rafael Devers, and it somehow was leaked that the comp was they were looking at Matt Olson's contract in Atlanta that he had gotten from Atlanta. It was like, wait, he's a first baseman. Rafael Devers should be, oh, wait a minute. Is the goal to eventually put Rafi at first? I think that's probably the starting point of that moving forward. So you're going to have an argument that says, yeah, but you need to get top-line pitching. And I would say this. The top-line pitching that's out there, or the better pitching that's out there, that isn't too old, right? Because you could go pay Scherzer, you could go pay Verlander if you want, you know. They're not going to give you the 18 or 15 year discount in the league, right? So with those guys not available, here are some of like the real names that I think that are probably on the radar where they're young enough and have done enough where they don't have to spend a lot. So I'll go through some names and I'll tell you what I think this is more likely the Red Sox would look at versus, and I don't, and I'm not going to do the signing trade thing, right? Because that's something that you would say, all right, maybe that they'll do that, but I don't know if the Red Sox show that card just yet, because I'm sure everybody who's calling for what the Red Sox want, Mayer's name is coming out of their mouth for sure. And you have to determine, do you want to make that trade and potentially see this guy become a 15-year perennial all-star while you went and got a guy that might give you 3 years of good mound service? Like, this team is not really, no matter who you go get, this team is not going to win a World Series next year. I don't care who you go get. See, where with the Dodgers, they were like, okay, we just pretty much go get Ohtani, and we don't think they can just get Freeman and Mookie out the way that the Braves frustrated them a couple years ago. Luis Severino. But you think where the Red Sox may be thinking. Did pretty well with the Mets, unrestricted free agent, $13 million a year. This is probably someone who won't be able to command much more than what he's gotten. And you just be honest, this is kind of the money area that the Red Sox kind of dibble dabble in. So then you say, okay, well, what about Max Fried in Atlanta at $15 million? He's an unrestricted free agent. I believe that there's going to be someone who's going to be willing to overpay him for a team that's even worse than the Red Sox, right? So do you want to be the Red Sox getting into a bidding war for Max Fried's service? You might. But then do you want to be the person that pays him a lot of money and feel like, oh boy, did we overspend? Because Corbin Burns is kind of in that same range, same age range as well. I mean, proved magnificent for Baltimore. But watch this. I think Baltimore is going to give him what he wants. I think Baltimore is at that point where they're like, you know what? We should have gone further. We should have not gone out the way we did in the playoffs this year. We embarrassed ourselves, and we embarrassed our fan base. So if running it back means giving Corbin Burns what he wants, they're going to do it. And I think at the point of where, look, Santander is a free agent. He probably doesn't come back. So they're going to probably say, if we're going to free up money for one person, if we're going to kind of rob Peter to pay Paul, it's like we're not going to bring Santander back. We're just going to try and go after Corbin Burns because, A, he's already been here, and, B, we know what we're going to get from him. And C, we kind of let ourselves down more so than he let us down this year. All right. Now you start getting into guys who are just kind of getting up there in age. Nathan Eovaldi, it's kind of embarrassing the way you let that go. Like, you don't want to bring him back because he's going to ask for more. Now you're starting to get into the Snell, Patrick Corbin area where, that's a lot of money. I know they've talked about Crochet in with the White Sox, and he's like, yeah, he looked good down the road. He looked good towards the end of the season. Yeah, how does he look after he's pitched 75 innings, right? Because if you remember the staff that was here, of course, Pavetta got the number came up in arbitration in terms of like a qualifying offer. So I think Pavetta probably takes that because knowing right now, if Pavetta comes back, he's probably the ace of the staff right now, maybe even more so than Bayo, because Bayo still has some things to figure out. So at least people joke about that with the Patriots. Like they signed their own players. Well, that's the other thing is that, you know, if you get Pavetta to know that he's wanted and this is the money that he gets, you might be getting a better Pavetta, because keep in mind, Pavetta has been kind of the guy that's saved some things along the way. You have to take your hats off to the way he handled being pushed into that long reliever role a couple years ago, and it was very tough for him, but he did it very well. So now you're like, hey, because you might more or less likely end up with a Luis Severino on the staff, which isn't the worst thing in the world. And then the other thing is they did pay Lucas Giolito to be here. So they're not going to be like, well, Lucas Giolito is suddenly not here. They still have to pay him. So I don't think that the Red Sox just go out of their face to say, we're just going to just randomly pay any pitcher what he wants just to be here. when you bought a when you got a pitcher that was you brought in here last year, you've got to see if his arm works. You forget that you do have Trevor Story's contract that is just sitting all up all in your face. And now you're talking about a guy, I mean, can he give you power? Can he throw? You know, what are you going to get out of him? And then Yoshida, you're like, okay, Yoshida has to prove himself to be a $19 million a year guy, right? Because $19 million a year is like $1 million a year less than Pete Alonso. So that takes me to the batters that are available. Of course, Juan Soto's the prize. And I know some people here would say, you don't want to spend all that money for Juan Soto. It's just another left-handed bat. I would ask you, would he be the best left-handed and right-handed, be the best bat, be it left or right-hand, no matter who you get? Yeah, you really think left-handed pitching bothers Juan Soto like that? No. The other side of that, and I will agree with, is because Juan Soto knows that he can get a 12-year deal, do you want to be the Red Sox that say, well, hell, we could have given Mookie three and a half of that and Mookie still be here and then turn around and be the team to give him $600-700 and may potentially not be happy to be here and try and have to unload later. So, look, make the effort. I definitely want to see the Red Sox be one of the final three or two teams that Juan Soto is in on, because after that, you say, okay, the next prize or maybe even the – how can I best put this? See, Teoscar Hernandez is going to get himself probably $27 million a year just by winning the World Series. And you have to ask yourself, you're the Red Sox. Here's a guy that's 32. He's going to ask for $27 million a year. So he might be asking somewhere in the neighborhood 8 years, $240 million for a guy that's 32 now and really is just kind of popped over maybe the last year and a half. Yeah, you get the right-handed bat, but do you want to spend $27 million a year for Teoscar Hernandez? I mean, it might be worth the shot. I know you want him. It's the sexy thing. But could you get a better deal, say, if Pete Alonso doesn't return and you've got your first baseman, you don't have to move Devers? I mean, you've got some weak playing fielding corners. I mean, you will say that if Devers stays at third. Or do you look at someone like an Alex Bregman who you could probably get a few less years on the deal? You could probably do 5 years for Bregman at probably 23 a year. So probably 5 years, 150. Let's just call it 5 years, 120. Yeah, 5 years, 120. Wouldn't be so bad because then you would say at 35, you would be able to tell whether you got all the meat off of the bone. He'd be in his 12th year after 5 years. Where if you look at, say, Paul Goldschmidt, he's now at his 12th year, and there's no way at 37 he's going to be able to command another 26. There's just no way. So that's somebody you look at. Thank God. I please don't let the Michael Conforto stuff be a real. Like, because now that's where you're like, oh, you already have enough left-handed bats. Like, what? Yeah, I know he was an all-star a couple years ago, but I don't want to hear about the player if they can get back to their fill-in-their-blank year, that you know what you'll get out of them. Gleyber Torres, do you get him and put him at second and maybe get a better bat than what you've had at second? But I would say I like the speed combo that you've gotten out of Hamilton at second. I don't know if he's the final answer, but at the same time, if you look at Gleyber Torres, first, you'd be like, I'd never talk to a Yankee. It's not the first time it's ever happened. Two, he's 28. He'll be 28 years old. Three, he's probably not a guy that can ask for the 14 a year, the AAV that he's been getting before. So he may be a guy that you can get 4 years. 4 years, probably $42 million. Maybe. 4 years, 42. And then now you're starting like Juan Moncada is like, didn't we give up already? Hey, we always call Justin Turner if he's available. So Willy Adames, that name has come up as well. So Anthony Santander may be someone you consider. He's a switch hitter, so you don't have to worry about whether he's left or right. 30 years old, $12 million AAV up to this point, just under. So maybe that's someone you look at where you're like, okay, you get a right fielder. Someone you can do this without having to give up one of your prospects. So Santander may be a guy that they do target. Obviously, it's not going to be Juan Soto. It's just a dream of mine, right? You'd want this team to be on someone like Juan Soto. But Anthony Santander may be that target because they may not give Santander the money that he wants. And Santander may have this desire to stay in the AL East to try and stick it to the Orioles because he was part of all that they built. All right, KJ here on WEEI. Still to come, we're going to talk Patriots, their matchup coming up with Chicago, plus get you up to date with what's going on with the Celtics and the Nets. They're getting pretty close here to halftime. 617-779-7937. Text line 37937. Now it's time to trend. WEEI, Patriots Friday. It's KJ. Thank you so much for being here. 617-779-7937. Text line 37937. We'll keep you updated here with the Celtics game. Just about 4 minutes left in the first half. Celtics are trailing by 5. And, I'm just going to have to get on some people at halftime. Look, this week with the Patriots have been interesting, right? Because people were wondering what would they do at the trade deadline? Would they be sellers? Would they be buyers? They put up a big fat zero on the scoreboard. And what I think that did was tell this team, if you're still here, you still have a chance to play for a job on this team and ultimately on this franchise even down the road. So what do you make of it? Two, there's not going to be any type of haul coming back for anybody. Even if you look at the team over the last couple of years, really you would say Gonzalez, because Gonzalez's draft pick where he was taken would have been the most valuable, and then Judon. Now, where Gonzalez is now, he's untradeable, I'd say, at this point for sure. And Drake May. Well, Drake May's draft position obviously would have gotten you a haul, but it wouldn't have gotten you a quarterback. Because I think, and this is why I'm really glad that the Patriots stuck to their guns. Because for you were hearing some people like, why don't you just trade down? You know, you might be able to get J.J. McCartney. I remember, you can get J.J. McCartney if you trade down. Some people were like, I mean, shoot, Bo Nix might be available in the second round. You go with him. Shoot. If you waited to 15, you were not getting a quarterback. This Spencer Rattler would have been here. And what would you say? It's the tank for Shador. And even some teams, you know, when some of the mock drafts I've done, some teams are not running right away to take Shador with the at 1-2-3 just because of the way things fall. Like Jacksonville does not need Shador Sanders. Tennessee may be looking at Shador Sanders. But I think the way this team has tried to keep the ship going straight, I credit Jerod Mayo. Look, fan base continue to be tough on Alex Van Pelt and on Covington as well. I'd probably start moving some of that Van Pelt energy over to Covington, because if you can't stop the run at this point, and if it happens again this weekend, you probably have to feel like it's never going to be fixed. It's beyond a there's no bar more there. It's beyond that. It's almost kind of like, okay, in a sport where next man up means so much, I mean, you might as well go to a 5-2 if that's what it's going to take to stop the run. You know, go to a 5-2 and just everybody else play man on the outside. Just stay high back there, you safeties. We're going to take our chance, because if you can't stop the run, this team does not have a chance. And what it does is it keeps Drake May cold on the sidelines. You want him in the game, because as he gets in the game and those reps help him, you can see how the juices get going for Drake May as he's in the game. But if teams are coming down the field, 7 minute, 8 minute, 7 minute, 6.5 minute drives, I mean, I think one of the games, I think by the time when the game was in the balance, the Patriots only had like the ball for probably a total of 18 minutes of possession in the game at that point. Game wasn't over. But damn, like, can we get some three and outs here? And the way you do that is with the run. So I expect Chicago to just come out and say, you know what? All this talk of Caleb Williams versus Drake May, Drake May is going to be the one that's have to do all the work because he has no running game and his defense can't stop the run. That is like such a double whammy. And the defense, the best part of the Chicago defense is its pass defense. Whew. This is going to be interesting. So I want to kind of get to the element of because of how Drake May has performed, right? Everybody, I hear a lot of people, John Lyon's like, I still think the offensive line in person is the most important. I'm like, I don't know if you want to say here with Fitzy, if you heard it, Thomas. Last night when I was on with Fitzy, I was just so adamant saying, if you're the Patriots and you have the number one pick, you kind of do a little bit what Chicago did with the DJ Moore situation. You've got the number one pick. You call Cincinnati and say, we will cure all of those issues you have with Jamar Chase. We will give you the number one pick for Jamar Chase and a future pick. Like, Jamar Chase in a second round or third round next year. I don't care. Because if you put Drake May next to what you saw last night, what you saw last night is a guy who is still showing his behind of what he can do. I mean, my goodness. And is in an unhappy situation. Like, I firmly believe the reason why the Patriots won week one against Cincinnati was because of all the drama Cincinnati was going through over Jamar Chase not getting his contract extension. You don't think teams are be clamoring for him? But yet the teams that are going to be clamoring for him the most probably don't have the most room to sign him to the number he wants and to give Cincinnati something that they want. That's interesting. I think he's on a one-year deal. So if it's in the free agency pool, then that's even better. You wouldn't have to give up the number one. But if Cincinnati decides to do a sign and trade, they would call the Patriots for sure. Because you would say, hey, what they signed Jamar Chase for, you can absorb that as a team. And then shoot, after 2 years, you can brother, we love what you and Drake may do together. Oh my God, that would be wonderful. Because I think trying to get a number one receiver to sign here through free agency is still going to be kind of tough when there are going to be other teams that overspend and there are teams that are going to be kind of not so good this year, but then have a better draft position next year that they can offer up as real trade bait. So I'm just thinking of like some decent wide receivers they could target probably for Drake May. Pros and cons. Keenan Allen's one of them, like the experience to help develop Herbert, who May is similar to for some people. That would be the pro, but the con is age, and it could be a hefty contract. Like, he could be playing for, I don't know, think of a team. He could be playing for Carolina for all the money in the world and not do anything. Deontay Johnson with the Ravens, look, he's only 28 and could be on the verge of a breakout, and May would be the first pass-conscious QB that he could play with. The cons is, what if the Ravens see him as more than just a rental? Like, what if they're like, hey, we want you to stay and pair you up with Zay Flowers? Because Zay Flowers is clearly your number one. Deontay Johnson may, especially what he was doing in Carolina, as bad as Carolina was, Deontay Johnson was the only thing that was unstoppable. Darius Slayton with the Giants, the pros, favorable contract terms. He's only getting $12 million a year. I don't think he's going to be one of those that's going to be able to ask for 15 or 17. It might be around that same number. 27 hasn't popped because of Daniel Jones. I guess the con would be, is this guy really a number one receiver? You'd have to find that out. Maybe your possible signing trades with more than a year remaining on the contract where you can have control. Probably the one person I identified would be Jerry Jeudy. His deal is through 2028, so the team would have control. He's only 25. You'd have him at least until he's 30. Look, he's been billed as a wide receiver one. He just hasn't played with a quarterback of real caliber yet. And then the con is, what if he really is just a jag, as Steve Smith said, that created the bit, just a jag? So that's why I say it's going to be tough. I mean, people hear that, well, Deebo Samuel, I don't think San Francisco is going to do a sign and trade for Deebo Samuel, especially now with Ayuk going out with the torn ACL. As the Achilles, I know it's an A. It's either an ACL or an Achilles. But him being out now that's a recovery thing, where if you're the 49ers at the start of season after re-signing Ayuk, you're like, you know what? We'll be open to trading Deebo Samuel next year, because we've got Ayuk. and we won't be able to pay both of those guys. But now, you have to wait to see if IU is able to come back fully. Then once you do know that, then maybe you're able to deal Deebo Samuel midseason next year, so that way the team that's willing to acquire him may be only paying half the salary. So that's where you go there with Deebo Samuel. But it's just going to be so hard. DK Metcalf, I'm watching the injury bug that he's going through. And the way that Seattle is starting to fall in everything, like they were kind of the sexy pick early on in the season. They've really struggled ever since then. You know, is it more than just DK Metcalf is nicked up, or is he just kind of fed up? These are some of the things you watch, because, you know, players will get fed up here in New England just based off of things that have nothing to do with football. And the fan base is not going to go for that crap at all. At all. I mean, at all. So that's why I say, you know, DK Metcalf, I would be concerned, because the talent may outweigh the long-term profitability, right? Because if he becomes a guy who Drake May feels like, I've got to force feed the ball because he's the high-paid guy, he's the guy they went and got for me, he's the guy that's he's been the all-pro. If it ain't part of the system, or if it isn't working right then and there, what works for Drake May is more important than what's going to work for DK Metcalf. So it'd be interesting moving forward. All right, before I get out of here, I teased and I told you that I've got some same game parlay, so let's make some money, hit it!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I won the bet.
Here, $1.
You pay you!
I can give you half.
You pay me! I've all my money!
You need to relax.
How do you pay, man?
Straight cash, homie.
All right, I know you love the single game parlays, and I've pulled them out for you. Nothing less than 10-1. The start with the four-leg parlay. This is Patriots-Bears. Patriots first half money line. I think this isn't going to be a game that's have the Patriots out of it. I think they're going to be leading after the first half, plus 170. Anytime touchdown scorer, Hunter Henry, plus 350. New England Patriots, plus 3 on the spread at plus 145. If you missed earlier in the show when I talked about Caleb Williams versus Drake May, Caleb Williams has more interceptions. 4 out of 5 of his interceptions have come in games where there are 7 points or less differential by the end of the game. So I like the Patriots to cover 3, I think. Plus, I'm taking that plus 3. That's at plus 145. And then Patriots total points over 18.5, plus 130. Altogether, that gives you a four leg at 10-1, $100 bet, pays you $1,000. Not too bad, huh, Thomas?
Not bad at all. I would throw in Drake. I don't know what you have left.
Yeah,
Take a look at Drake May's rushing yards.
Why? Here's the thing. The bid is called make money, not lose money on the last leg of the parlay.
So right. I told you I'm doing bad, but you got to believe KJ.
There you go. Well, no, here's the thing. If it's four legs and you can get 10-1 odds, you put that fifth thing in there, you're like, Drake May's, and plus, I don't like playing minus money in a parlay. For what? Give me the, I find you the plus money. Everything I'm going to tell you in these single game parlays are all plus money. Scared money don't make none. Putting another leg on the arachnid can make you look stupid. That's how people get it. That's how they get over on the single game parlay. Just one more to jack that number up. Like, there's no way I'm placing any. What are you thinking? His over total?
Of course.
That's ridiculous. There's no way, because that's what the game plan is. That's the game plan. You really think they're going to say Drake May's going to be running over 30 yards for this game?
Yes.
No. 20. That's just going to be like 26 yards. Everybody's going to have to do whatever they need to do. Here's the next one. Five-leg single-game parlay, 40-1. Woo! We're moving into Monday. Five legs. This is Minnesota at Jacksonville. Jordan Addison, anytime touchdown score, plus 220. Because, hey, at some point, Justin Jefferson can't score them all. Aaron Jones, now this is the tricky one. First touchdown score, plus 550. I think it's a run play from short yardage that gets Minnesota the first touchdown of the game, and they probably won't have to go far because Mac Jones would have thrown an interception. But I don't think so. I'm taking Mac Jones under half an interception. Am I a kind guy? Plus 120, Mac Jones under a half interception, plus money at 120. Minnesota Vikings, first half spread, minus 5. That's at even money, plus 100. And then Minnesota full game spread, minus 9.5. Yes, Mac Jones is going to be in charge of getting some offense going. I've extended it out at plus 120, Minnesota Vikings for the total game spread. That five-leg parlay, $100, pays $4,000. See, this is why you don't add another one to it. If you tried to add another one to it, Thomas, what probably happens?
It loses.
That's why you get to the next one. KJ's got 200-1 single game parlay. Damn, I'm interested in what this is. New York Jets at Arizona Cardinals. This one has six legs, but you can't be scared because scared money don't make none. Marvin Harrison Jr., plus 145, anytime touchdown scorer. Kyler Murray, anytime touchdown scorer, plus 188. I can see a bootleg play where he runs it in himself. Watch out for Tyler Conklin. Aaron Rodgers was going to him early in the season, I think because there's so much concentration on Garrett Wilson and Devontae Adams. Tyler Conklin, anytime touchdown scorer, plus 260. Kyler Murray, over 1.5 passing touchdowns, plus 155. Yes, Kyler Murray to record 300 or more passing yards, plus 800. I think he's going to have to use his arm in the game. I didn't say they would win. I'm just saying he'd throw over 300 trying to keep up because I think it's going to be a ping pong game. A $100 pays out. What do you think, Thomas? You like that 20 grand?
I like 20 grand in my pocket. Don't get me wrong. I would love that.
106 leg. And does any of that sound irrational?
The 300 yards does scare me.
Why would that scare you in a game I think is going to be a shootout? I don't think it's going to be a defensive struggle at all.
It's going to make zero sense, but Kyler Murray, Call of Duty came out like 2 weeks ago. He's historically bad once Call of Duty comes out in the NFL season.
See, that take right there is the stuff that I'm talking about when people are trying to go for the humorous portion of it. When I'm like saying, hey, I'm not saying he's going to pass for 300 and win the game. I'm saying he's probably going to have to throw to catch up in the game. So when you're throwing the ball that often, you're going to get 300 yards, and they're in Arizona. That's
true.
The other one.
A positive game. If he has a positive game script where they go down early, that could very well hit.
That's why it's in there. And then the final five-leg parlay, 300-1. This is Pittsburgh at Washington Commanders. Steelers plus 120, first quarter money line. Hey, I think they cover. If they're up 3-0, guess what? They've got that money line after the first quarter. Terry McLaurin, anytime touchdown score, +130. George Pickens, anytime touchdown score, +160. Jaden Daniels, anytime touchdown score, +165. Here's the risky one. The game total, under 39, +185. So if there's the one risky piece in there, is that game total is under 39. But you could have those three, anytime touchdowns and still end up with a 21-10 game. You see what I'm saying? Okay. All right. A $100 bet pays $30,000. And that's how you make money here with KJ on WEEI. We wrap the show next. Thanks so much for hanging out. Yeah. You know, I was WEEI. I was one of those guys. I was totally shocked when I found out that was a member of De La Soul that was rhyming in this song when I first heard Feel Good Ache by the Gorillaz. And then the video is just absolutely amazing with the cartoon. Now with video game and technology, it's all in 2D. Look how slow the animation is. If you've been here for 15 minutes or for the last 3 hours, thank you so much for listening here on WEEI at KJ Carson on Twitter. Though I am going to start winding that thing down. I could care less. Management is got to tweet. I've got a persona. I've got an identity. The thing is a bit cesspoolish. I really don't hang out on it. I do more reading, and then the more I read, the more depressed it gets. I don't know, Thomas. I don't know if I ever told you about one time I was taking a flight down to North Carolina, and I had a layover from Logan to Philly, and I'm sitting in the Philly airport, and I kind of like a bit of a judge of like how quality your airport is based off of like what do you have like in the food court, right? With Logan kind of it lacks a little bit, right? Because it's like, okay, you got like the bread sandwich store there, like on that corner, and then you got to hook it. Maybe there's a Dunk's there, and depending on what you fly out of, you know, Hudson News might be rude. Like you might be getting really quality gum, and that's about it, you know. But Philadelphia's got a really good food court. So I'm eating my food, and sitting a couple of seats away from me is a young lady. She's got to be probably about somewhere between the age of 18 and 25. And she's got a support animal with me. That's what really perked me up, because when I see an animal in an airport, I'm thinking, those usually don't pass through. They're usually in a crate, and that's how they fly. But it was a support animal with her. But in one arm was the support animal. In the other arm, she's scrolling her phone. I'm thinking, damn it, isn't that the reason why they got you the support animal? To get you off the phone? Maybe pet the animal more and scroll less. I mean, it's just me. But I wasn't going to say all that eating my really good food. If you just missed Make Money, Thomas is just like, oh, I'm just really thinking that Kyler Murray over 300 yards kind of scares me. Well, I'm here to tell you that in Kyler Murray's entire career, 14 times he's thrown for over 300 yards, and most of those games are 30 to 20 something games. That's what I think this game, and they're not always a win. Like a loss is 30-23, and he threw for 383. Lost the game 23-17 and threw for 349. I think this is because what the Jets have between Breece Hall with the run game. Now you got Adams and you've got Garrett Wilson out there. Like, you might laugh when I say this, but the Jets may be the scariest team in the NFL, not because of their record, but because if Kansas City walked up and said boo, it wouldn't scare you because you prepared for Kansas City. Ravens, boo, you're not scared. It doesn't scare. They don't scare you because it's the Ravens. You know what to expect. But if the Jets go boo, you're like, oh, damn, the Jets just scared me. What, the Jets? That's where they are. Like the Patriots said boo to the Jets and scared them, and look what happened. You see what I'm saying, Thomas?
I see what you're saying. I just
The Patriots said boo to the Jets. It's just like, oh, my God, it's a monster. The Jets are now in that seat, and I think you'll start to, in 3 or 4 weeks, you may hear the story of, watch out for the Jets, here they come, because I think as long as there's no injuries and they stay on the cylinders that they've cotton on here, especially against Houston. Now, granted, Houston doesn't have all of their weapons, but guess what? They're on the schedule. It'd be very interesting. All right, Celtics are now in the second half. They just tipped off, down 51-49. Like, what a way to really just engage the fans after what happened the other night. Now, if there's anything that's good that's come out of it so far and why the Celtics, I think, will ultimately pull this off, Brooklyn only scored 28 in the first quarter, 23 in the second quarter, but the Celtics can't be doing 24 and 25 per quarter and expecting things to happen for them. Tatum, right now, is looking at what? Coming out of the half, 14 points out of the half. Peyton Pritchard doing his job. So, look, I got to take my hat off to Peyton Pritchard. He could be Sixth Man of the Year just because he's getting you that 15 a game now on the regular, and he's even doing it against the quality teams like against Golden State. All right, I'll be back again here Tuesday with John Lyons for KJ and Lyons. Thank you so much for being here. Thomas, thank you so much for your work. Don't forget Patriots Football Sunday coming up. John, I know, will be on that show. And then Six Rings post-game, it'll be Andy Hart and John Lyons. I think Fitzy's doing it from Chicago. So hang out. We got your Patriots coverage all weekend. Thank you so much for being here on WEEI. Have a great Friday night.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
The colors are silver, blue, and red.
WEEI. New England Sports Original.
Your coworkers might annoy you, but we promise we won't. Download the free Odyssey app and you can listen to us at work while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Tune in late? You can rewind your favorite live shows to catch what you missed. And with chapters, easily jump to the topics that you care about most, like the latest updates from your team. Your sports talk, your way. The Odyssey app. Download it today.
Pass the comfort this Thanksgiving
with no interest financing on living rooms, dining, mattresses.
Delivered by your local Cardi's Furniture and Mattresses.
The brand you trust since 1928.
And yes, we even remove and discard the old. Info at Cardi's.com.
Norwegian Cruise Line's Black Friday preview sale is finally here. Enjoy huge savings with 50% off all cruises and NCL's all-new More at Sea package, including unlimited open bar, specialty dining, and more. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Offer ends soon. Norwegian Cruise Line, ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
So many weight loss plans use scare tactics and fake science to make you believe that they are the experts. But Transition Medical Weight Loss, they have seen countless patients who've tried these plans and failed, myself included. When you go to Transition Medical Weight Loss, they take an individual approach with you. They want you to lose the weight and get on the program that fits you so you can live a better, healthy lifestyle. Go to TransitionSalem.com. That's TransitionSalem.com.
Phones weren't made to be broken, but life happens. So when you break your phone, Verizon's got you. Trade in any phone in any condition guaranteed and get a great deal on one of their best 5G phones with Unlimited Ultimate. And for a limited time, when you visit your local Verizon store, you can enter for a chance to win a pair of tickets and a trip to Super Bowl 59. That's right, two tickets to the biggest game of the year. It's just another way Verizon gets you into experiences you love. Hurry in for this once-of-a-lifetime experience. Enter by November 27th at your local Verizon store. Smartphone trade-in must be from Apple, Google, or Samsung. Trade-in terms apply. No purchase necessary. Must be 18+. See store for details. The NFL entity shall have no liability or responsibility for any claim arising in connection with participation in the sweepstakes or any prize awarded. The NFL entities have not offered or sponsored the sweepstakes in any way.
This holiday season, help feed local families by making a donation to Nourishing Neighbors at the checkout of your neighborhood Shaw's and Star Market store. Donations collected will assist local hunger relief organizations in New England. Thank you for helping fight food insecurity in our communities. Happy holidays from the Shaw's and Star Market Foundation.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6986. Don't lose hope.
TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-6986. That's 800-575-6986. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
There are places, people, and conditions in this world that almost seem beyond hope. But not when Mercy Ships is there. Mercy Ships is a place restoring sight to the blind, normalcy to the deformed, beauty and happiness to the outcast, and joy to the brokenhearted.
And many times, you can almost see the life coming back into them. Can't beat that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.